the edge of Missoula, and the putty bus started to leak. And we hit smelling pickles, we make them stare, and we didn't get washed for a week.
Now I'll tell you a tale of me days under sail. It is a story that chills to the marrow. For there's no wind or tide blowing o'er the seaside, just a gust with the cuts a bit narrow. Our women folk brave gave us a great wave as we started that journey historic. But we ran out of soap at the Cape of Good Hope. That's the name of a boozer at Warwick. So with no soap at all and a chimney pipe tall, we got covered with smuts black and tacky. And the folks up in Brom thought Fijians had come, and they reckoned me mate was a packy. Then in Netherton Tunnel he fell off the gunwale. The names that he called me was shocking. He went up to his chest in the BCN's best, and he smelt like a sewerman's stocking. The weather was fine when we left the main line, and we turned at the Ocker Hill Cooler. From Riders Green to the New 13, the cut runs as straight as a ruler. But the folks round about, when they chuck rubbish out, to fill up the cut they think clever. Where the bridge holes were worst, we muttered and cursed and shouted, West Bromwich forever. And we didn't get far going down Perry Bar, where the paddle gear just wouldn't function. But after a while we got under the path that the locals call Spaghetti Junction. Down Girdeth and Minneth we hadn't a penneth of sunshine, so much did we lack it, so we followed a star and it led to the bar of a pub called the Dog in a Jacket. Before day was dawning, at 4 in the morning, and me mate some shut-eye was grabbing, his mattress was floating and he was a-boating the coal box the length of the cabin. Well, the boat struck a rock by the charity dock. We felt that we'd had enough glory. Before he said no, we had left it with Joe. And that is the end of my story.